Good morning. I'm Paul Foster for WNCW as we get ready for another Friday feature interview of the week. Today, my guest is the president of Isothermal Community College, Walter Dalton. Walter, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, and thank you for the good job that you do.
Well, we've got a great team here at WNCW, so happy to be a part of it. Walter, I thought this would be a great time to have you to come by because we can recap what 2019 has meant to the college, and then we can look ahead to what's coming with 2020 and, of course, a new semester.
Absolutely. We've had a great year all in all, and our students transfer to the four-year schools do very, very well. We're one of the tops in the state for our transfer performance, so we're very proud of that.
We're based with our campus here in Rutherford County, but also we have a campus in neighboring Polk County as well, and you were on hand there recently because of some news.
No, absolutely. We're asking the Polk County Commissioners to fund a study to expand that campus. We need more classroom space. What we have going on there continues to expand. We have a new dental assisting program, which is a partnership between Isothermal Community College, St. Luke's Hospital, and Mountain Area Health Education Center, MAHEC. And MAHEC has been gracious enough to allow us to use space that they have on the St. Luke's campus to conduct our clinical experience for our dental assisting students. It's a new dental assisting program. They are allowing us to use their equipment. Some of their dentists and personnel are helping to instruct in that clinical space. And then they come over to the Polk Center, which adjoins the St. Luke's campus, and that's where they do the classroom work. So it's a very cost-effective and very good program that we've started there at Polk, but we need more space. And in addition to the other things we have going on there, we have some continuing education courses in equine and massage therapy and hospitality and other things like that. Polk County Commission did appropriate some money to do that study so we can prepare to go to bid in the future to create that classroom space that is very much needed.
One of the things that has really taken fire, so to speak, in recent years, and we jumped right in there, has certainly been travel and tourism with the addition of the Equestrian Center and nearby Tryon in Polk County, as well as culinary.
Well, those programs were up and running this year through a grant through the Appalachian Regional Commission, and we always try to respond to the economic needs of our area. I say, to a great degree, education is market-driven, and now with Tryon International Equestrian Center, with Chimney Rock and Lake Lure, with the beautiful landscape that God has given us, we've always been an area that's been popular for tourism and hospitality, but that has grown exponentially. The revenues off the tourism tax have grown rapidly over the last few years. So we are trying to prepare that workforce to fill those jobs that are very much needed in the area, and I think we'll be successful in doing that. Agribusiness is another. Polk County has such a great history in equine, and Tryon Equestrian has obviously amplified that to a great degree. We now have the agribusiness clinical site, which is a barn and a greenhouse, again with the partnership with Appalachian Regional Commission that helped with that, and the Golden Leaf Foundation. And we're excited about those programs expanding in the next few years.
Of course, WNCW is a part of Isothermal Community College, and that's why we wanted to focus this week on the college, wrapping up a semester, going into a new one in 2020. This very special relationship and opportunities for so many of you out there listening. I'd like for you to also recap the beautiful building that we have introduced and what it has meant in the last year on campus.
You're talking about the Engineering Technology Workforce Development Building. That is an awesome building and state-of-the-art. And we do have our Engineering Technology Workforce Development Program there, our robotics, mechatronics, electronics, advanced manufacturing. We are one of two community colleges in the state of North Carolina with a substation technicians program. And that's with Duke Energy and the big substations that you see along the road sometimes. It's training people to work there, very good paying jobs. We have that in the new building also. So we're excited about that. It allows us to partner with business and industry. We even have incubation space. So if a company wants to come in and manufacture in one of those bays, we can work a deal with them. Again, Trelleborg, which is a company here in Rutherford County, but it's an international company, manufactures in 51 countries, does about $3.5 billion in revenues each year. there. They are a partner with us and named the major clinical lab for Trelleborg. We see great things coming from that. We also developed a new program called the iTech program. It's a five-year partnership with the public schools. A high school student can enter the iTech program, and properly planned in 5 years of entering high school, they can have their associate's degree in the applied sciences. Normally that would take 6 years, so it cuts a year off of the educational process. It's focused on advanced manufacturing, aeronautics, and automotive, and it's an exciting program. That was highlighted by Appalachian Regional Commission at its annual conference. ARC covers 13 states from New York to Mississippi, so we were proud to be one of the main focuses of that conference that they had.
Anytime there's an opportunity for a high school student to get ahead, that wasn't something that was available to folks like us in our younger days.
Well, it is huge. I was reading an article this morning bragging on North Carolina, its Career College Promise program, which is that's our dual enrollment program, but also our early colleges. North Carolina is a leader in early colleges, and it has been shown through many studies how successful that is. And more students graduate, go on to college, go on and get their two-year degree and four-year degree, or get a marketable credential. The other thing that happened this year is this focus that My Future NC has. The goal is 2 million North Carolinians between the ages of 25 and 44 by the year 2030 having a high-quality degree or marketable credential. One thing I do want to mention, too, we mentioned the new building, Workforce Development Building. We mentioned the Agribusiness Clinical Site, but we also have an Emergency Services Management Training Ground now. It's about $2 million project funded through Rutherford County that will focus on our firemen and our first responders and emergency management. And it is a state-of-the-art facility that is there and available for training purposes, and we also have many certifications and credentials that can be had through that.
Walter, looking ahead into 2020, of course, it won't be a long time for new students and familiar faces to come back in for the spring semester. So what are you looking forward to into the next upcoming year?
Well, it's an exciting time. Everything we've just talked about will continue to grow and build, but we also, we talked about the Polk expansion. We're looking forward to that continuing down the road and hopefully get to a point that we can have that expansion of the Polk campus. We also have proposed a library refurbishing here, repurposing of some of the library. You don't need as many hardback books now because of the internet. What you do need is collaborative space for students and to develop learning communities. So we hope during the next fiscal year that we'll be in a position to repurpose some of the library and do a remodel of that. We have the Earl Scruggs Music Festival, something in partnership with the Earl Scruggs Center in Cleveland County and in partnership with Tryon International Equestrian Center. That will be next Labor Day. It's going to be a world-class event.
What would be your final words today when it comes to the college and everybody who's involved that makes this thing go so well?
It is truly a community college. We have a board of trustees that serve. Their only compensation are the smiles on those students' faces as they walk across the stage and get their diploma. All of the people that work at Isothermal full-time and part-time, I think, understand the unique kind of place that we are. We are open door. If you show up at our door, we can make your life better. It's an atmosphere that's very conducive to learning. So if you've been in school and you didn't do well in school and you think, well, I don't know about going back, come back and try.
Walter, let me just say on the behalf of all of us here at WNCW, thank you for giving us an update today. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Same to you, Paul. Thank you for all you do.
President of Isothermal Community College, Walter Dalton, our guest on the Friday feature from WNCW, also available as a podcast at WNCW.org.